A little bright trumpet music to put us into the world of theater. Next up, Stefan Bolak. That was Stefan Bolak playing the trumpet, Purcell's trumpet tune. And let's sound the trumpet now for our next guest, Melody Schall. She is starring in a very exciting production with Alumni Theater. It's called Other Desert Cities, and it is on now until February 2nd. Welcome, Melody. Tell us all about it.
Hi, Daniel. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Well, this is super exciting. First of all, the Alumni Theater, right in the heart of Toronto, has been run for over 100 years entirely by women. And it plays a very unique role in Toronto's cultural scene. So what a great way to celebrate the many productions that have taken place in this jewel right in the heart of our city. Tell us a little bit about how the company's history influences its productions, its culture today. Maybe that's a good starting point.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, as you said, Alumni Theater, we are right down at Berkeley and Adelaide. We haven't always been there. It was born out of the University of Toronto. So originally it was there, and it was set up as a way for women graduates to be able to create theater of their own in 1918, back when women weren't necessarily doing as much theater. So part of the mandate of the Alumni Theater is to do plays that are not your mm-hmm. typical plays that you would see, kind of unusual or unheard of. And back in, the 60s, we were actually really applauded for this. It was actually a really big scene for people to come and see just shows you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah. Great niche to fill. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, let's go right into this. I'm so intrigued. This is a dark comedy. It's about family loyalty, political divides, the lead character. You're playing the lead character, Brooke, which is such a layered personality. And how did you prepare to bring her to life on stage with, all the agenda behind her character?
Yeah. So I think for me, Brooke, I do actually relate to Brooke in a lot of ways, which is, it's kind of a funny thing. Our entire cast, I would say, like everyone has kind of these very personal things that relate to their characters. And I don't think we knew that even when we were casting. It was kind of came out after the fact.
The little secrets came out during the show. Yeah, right.
That everyone's kind of coming from this personal place. But for me personally, I think I just really identify with Brooke wanting to stand up for herself, wanting to make a voice for herself within this family that is, quite overbearing at times. And, the two have really set themselves up and have made names for themselves. And I think she's really just trying to make her own way in the world. This case, trying to get some truth out that she feels needs to be said.
Well, this is fascinating because she's returning home for Christmas. She has a manuscript of a memoir which reveals a little secret in that family. It's a very wealthy family, and she's now kind of divided. Should she open up that wound? She's worried about how the parents are going to respond. That's kind of what I'm reading from the synopsis here. Is that kind of the position she's entering this home now with, especially during the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. So I often say, my character often says, I love my parents. I love my parents. I don't want to hurt them. So there is very much this conflict, inner conflict that she is having where, on the one hand, she's like, she really needs to tell this story, and it's part of her healing process, and it's part of how she is going to be able to kind of finally move on with her life. But at the same time, she doesn't want her parents, you know, I mean, we all can have our, inner struggles with our families and our little bickering. Yeah. And at the end of the day, we love each other. And that's really where the struggle is coming from is how much do you let love take over, the truth.
Interesting. I'm sure we've been somehow placed in that situation in our pasts as well. I can relate to that. Now, you've worked across theater, film, voiceover. How have these experiences influenced, the kind of actress you've become today?
I think, especially with my voiceover work, which I've really gotten into in the last decade or so, I think it's just made me trust myself a lot more, trust my own choices, trust the way that I see the character in that, I think also finding, especially with film acting, finding what about me is like the character, because that's really what's going to help resonate with the audience. That's what people are going to connect with. And that helps me kind of get to a place, especially in this show, because this show is peaks and valleys of emotions.
It sounds like it. Yeah. Very intriguing. Yeah. Gripping.
A roller coaster. For sure.
Yeah, roller coaster. Well, like some of the music we play from Beethoven to beyond, I'm sure we can relate to that. Tell us a little bit. You've mentioned some of the hats one has to wear in the acting business today. Theater, film, voiceover. What are some of the unique challenges and maybe even opportunities you've encountered in the industry as a result?
Oh, that is a great question. I would say, especially recently with the development of AI, that's a recent challenge that I personally am coming up against as a voice actor specifically. But I also have found sometimes you get the opposite, where they want you to sound like AI, but they still really want a real person. So I've actually had to kind of learn how to sound like AI, which is an interesting...
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So now AI is competing with AI, and where do humans enter the equation?
That being said, wow. Most people want real people still, which is great. But every so often, this is going on social media. Can you mimic, you know, kind of the voice people would hear so it doesn't stand out?
Intriguing. Yeah. Well, so far, I've listened to AI play Mozart, and I'm still secure as a concert pianist.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah. Well, tell us any final thoughts on why we should go and see this production, other desert cities.
I think these days, especially with what just, you know, the election that just took place in the States, some of the elections that we have coming up, I think seeing this play right now is very timely. And I think it's going to cause a lot of really good discussion and, you know, having people really reflect on their own ideals and their own points of view and the things that they really want. And I think this play, especially even though it was written in 2004, a lot of the themes are still very present today. And a lot of the things that we are dealing with as a society are still very present today. So I think just in general, it's a really thought-provoking piece. I had a lot of friends who came to opening who kind of said, you know, it really made us talk about stuff and it really made us, you know, discuss things in a positive manner and kind of listen to each other.
If there could just be a little more dialogue, there would be, less political divide. Exactly. Well, we've been speaking with Melody Schall, kind of a day in the life of Melody Schall. She is the actress playing Brooke in this gripping dark comedy about family loyalty, political divides, and the cost of telling the truth. You can see it now. It's on now until February 2nd. You can find all the details on the website, alumnitheater.com, alumni, A-L-U-M-N-A-E, and theater.com. You'll see the events there. That's 70 Berkeley Street in Toronto. Thank you, Melody. Good luck to you and your crew.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Wonderful to have you. All right, let's cue up something soft and reflective here, the Gymnopédie by Eric Satie. Here's Leona Boyd on the guitar.